Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our World Cafe guest today, City and Color, is one guy, Dallas Green from Ontario, Canada, who's been singing and playing guitar in the much louder and much more famous in Canada hardcore band Alexis on Fire, at the same time as the Juno-winning City and Color, is what he's representing today. City and Color's third album, Little Hell, was produced by Alex Newport and was released earlier this year. To start, I had to ask about Dallas's name, because for Philadelphians, Dallas Green is one person, the former Philadelphia Phillies manager.
Yes, that's who I'm named after.
You're kidding.
No, actually, I'm born September 29th, 1980, just a few weeks shy of them winning the World Series with Dallas Green as the manager. And my father is a big sports fan. He bet money on the Phillies to win. My mom wanted to name me Graham Todd. Graham hyphen Todd, so Graham Todd. And my dad said no, and they argued for a few weeks, and then here we are.
He won.
And he won.
So how much did he win?
I've never really asked him, but enough to change my mom's mind, which doesn't happen that often, so.
Well, that is cool.
Yeah.
I have so many questions about your career, because you're actually in two bands, Alex is on Fire, and doing the solo thing, and here in the States, City and Color seems to be kind of getting traction and kind of, is it the opposite in Canada, or are both things kind of doing well?
In Canada, it's like a two-headed monster, I guess you could call it. I started with Alexis on Fire, and it was because of that, that City and Color was born, because I had written a bunch of songs when I was a teenager and recorded them on like a four-track and played around coffee shops and things and sold these little demos when I was first, I guess, trying to be heard. And then once Alexis started making a name for itself in Canada, well, then that was sort of around the time file sharing started blowing up. So people all around the country started finding these old songs I had and started asking me about my solo work, which I had no idea how they were hearing these songs. So it stemmed from kids at Alexis shows asking me to put out a solo record, which then I did.
The first one was just a live recording.
Yeah, it was like 2 days in the studio, and it was mostly just better versions of these songs that people had been listening to. And then I wrote a couple more, and there were some songs that I had been working on over the years, and that was my first record. And then that was all I intended it really to be, was just for the people who were interested. And then it became its own sort of, every time I'd go on tour with Alexis on Fire, it would sort of grow and grow and grow, and then to the point where it just sort of became the same size. And now I just try and figure out how to do both.
City and Color, Dallas Green is our guest today, and we're going to hear some songs today. What do you want to start off with?
I'm going to play Fragile Bird. Through the night
song is called Fragile Bird, and it's on the new album from City in Color called Little Hell. And Dallas Green, City in Color, is our guest today. Now, that song is a pretty good example of some of the subject matter on this album. Can you talk a little bit about it and how it ended up being called Little Hell?
Yeah. Well, I had originally written the song Little Hell, I guess halfway through sort of accumulating enough songs to make a record. And I liked the title of the song, and I liked what the song was about. And as I went on to finishing writing and I ended up recording, I started to realize that Little Hell like meant a lot more to me than just the idea behind that song. Like, I started to realize that that's how I feel life is, you know. I feel like life is all about the, you know, the trials and tribulations that not only you get yourself into, but sort of maybe you just have thrust upon you. And it's the way that you deal with those and how you get through those. And I feel like that's what makes you who you are.
Yeah, there are a lot of people struggling on this album, one way or the other.
Well, yeah, and I just tend to write about that stuff. I mean, I just don't feel the need to write a song about the sun shining or, you know, eating a popsicle or things like that that make me happy. You know, I'd rather write about the things that I go through, because to me, it's sort of, songwriting's always been a cathartic process. You know, it's always been my therapy in a way.
And how do people react? Do you get a lot of people coming up and talking about that aspect of what you do?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Sometimes I get some pretty serious stories. Just recently, I got an email from this mother who had recently lost her daughter in a hit and run. And I guess a few years before that, she'd lost her husband to cancer. The way they got through her husband's death was by listening to a song, I guess, of mine called The Sleeping Sickness, which is off my second record. And her daughter, I assume, had shown it to her, and they sort of listened to that song over and over, and it helped them through the death of their father and her husband. And then subsequently, her daughter passed away from a hit and run, and I guess, again, she turned to that song, The Sleeping Sickness, to help get her through that. And so when it came time to engrave her daughter's tombstone, she wrote Sleeping Sickness on the bottom of the tombstone, and they sent us a photo of it. And to know that a song I wrote about something in my life was able to get someone through two deaths in her family, it makes everything else not really seem worthwhile. You know what I mean? Like, it makes reading a bad review or, you know, having a bad day, it just doesn't seem that bad anymore.
Yeah, thank God for music and musicians to get us through those things. Were there people that got you through things as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I always turned to music. I mean, when I was in high school, like, I survived by making myself mixtapes, you know, and walking through the halls with my headphones on. And I think it would take a whole show for me to chronologically show
right.
you what who. But I mean, as far as like a singer goes, I mean, when I first heard Jeff Buckley sing when I was 14 years old, that changed my life. That I had always played guitar. I'd played guitar for a long time, and I thought I could sing, but I hadn't sang in front of anyone before. And Jeff Buckley, when I first heard him sing, it's what made me finally want to make people feel that way when I sang.
City in Color, Dallas Green is our guest today. And what do you want to do next?
I'm going to play We Found Each Other in the Dark.
Our hearts, the church bells from afar. But we found each other in the dark. And when the smoke in our hearts. That we found each other in the dark. Like beasts out in
City and Color, our guest today on the World Cafe. That's We Found Each Other, the song that begins Little Hell, the new album. We're talking with Dallas Green, who, for all intents and purposes, is City and Color.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Well, it's my name, right?
Yeah.
Dallas is a city and green is a color.
There you go.
So it was a way of calling it by my own name, but not having to think about people wearing a t-shirt that's a Dallas Green on it, which makes me sick to my stomach.
So you mentioned your other band, Alexis on Fire, which is interesting because here in the States, not as well known as it is in Canada, where the band has, you know, platinum albums. Can you tell people a little bit about what that sounds like?
Well, I guess it's one of those bands that's sort of hard to, I mean, there's been a lot of genre names thrown around for it just because it mixes a whole bunch of different styles. You know, I guess it's rooted in punk rock and hardcore, but there's a lot of melody involved, obviously, like, because that's how I sing. I mean, I sing a lot louder than I'm singing right now. But we started as just a bunch of kids who were fans of playing our guitars loud and running around on floors, which is where we were playing when we started. And, you know, there was never really the goal to become a huge band because we honestly didn't think it was possible because of the style of music we were playing. But 10 years ago, it just sort of, I guess, was one of those right place, right times in the Canadian music industry needed something new, needed a change, and I guess we were that change. So, but yeah, we've toured the States a billion times, and we still kind of play smaller places, but it's fun because it gives us a chance to go back to where we started. And all around the world, we play pretty big places except for America, but I'm okay with that, you know? It's fun.
City and Color, I guess. What's next?
I'm going to play The Grand Optimist. Thank you.
or I'll die from complications. Complications due to things that I've left undone. That all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades who's a master of none. My father, he's always looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist, I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdens sometimes, he will escape unharmed. Mother Earth. Ooh. Well, I guess I take after my Mother
Optimist, City in Color from Little Hell, Dallas Green, our guest today on the cafe. This is radio, so I shall be the eyes of the listeners today and comment that you are pretty completely inked.
Yeah.
It looks like the canvas is full. I mean, obviously, you're not sitting here naked, but Yeah. You've got you're tattooed everywhere.
I got a lot of them, yeah.
And when did you start doing that?
I started getting tattooed when I was 17 years old, and I didn't necessarily think I was going to cover a lot of my body, but it just sort of started happening. And then I actually think I subconsciously thought if I tattooed my hands, then that would make me work harder to become a musician, because I think I knew there wasn't anything else I'd be able to do, you know?
Right, right.
But yeah. Nowadays, kids are just freaking getting their faces tattooed, and it's,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Are you going to be frustrated when you're filled up?
You know what? I've actually slowed down over the last couple of years because I want to still be getting tattooed when I'm older. So
yeah.
I've just recently started like slowly tattooing my legs and stuff, and still got my whole back to do. So
has what you want to put on your body changed?
I don't think the idea behind the tattoos that I've gotten have changed. But obviously, looking at something on your body, it's like wearing that shirt you're wearing for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? So occasionally I go, it's like, you know what? I look at it the same way I look at old songs of mine. I wish I could go back after listening to them 5 years later and change them, but I can't because they're there. They're out there for people to listen to. And it's just like my tattoos. Like, some days I wish this blue one was red, but it's blue and I got to live with it. So,
Dallas, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
And congratulations on Little Hell. It's just a beautiful sounding record.
Thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.